This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. New Year's Day is a time that many of us reflect on our lives and how we're living them. Some folks sign up for a gym, others may decide to start eating healthier or save money. That brings us to the latest installment of our series, How We Shop. Today, we hear about a woman in Boise, Idaho, who set a New Year's resolution not to shop at all. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
It all started in 2017, on Christmas, when Haley Faulkner looked around her house and started to reevaluate her life choices.
It just felt like we were overtaken by stuff.
Shiny new plastic toys for her young sons, clothes, books, and piles of trash, boxes, tissue paper, wrapping paper. And even aside from the Christmas gifts, Faulkner realized that she and her husband Sean had already amassed a lot of stuff. 3 sets of dishes, 10 chapsticks, 17 containers of hand lotion.
I just felt like there was something that I could do about it and decided that I should stop buying things.
Faulkner decided to go on a shopping fast for 1 year. She set some rules. She would buy groceries, but no clothes or shoes or housewares. And if her sons really needed something, she would try to buy it secondhand. On New Year's Day in 2018, her hair clip broke, the one she used every day.
Spring busted and it was done and it was my only one. And I was pretty bummed out about it because I felt like I could not go out and buy something that felt inconsequential on the very first day.
She sucked it up, used a rubber band. Eventually, her husband took pity on her and bought her a new clip. The shopping fast was hard at first. To avoid temptation, she took all the shopping apps off her phone and unsubscribed from promotional emails. And it got easier. She got creative.
I had 2 weddings that summer and I borrowed dresses for both of them.
Even though she lost 20 pounds that year, she didn't buy any new clothes. On January 1st, 2019, the fast was over. Faulkner bought a new pair of jeans. But she says the experiment has changed the way she shops.
I think now I look at every purchase and really question whether or not it's something that I need. And even if it's something that I want, is it something that I love?
Faulkner says one benefit of the shopping fast, she crunched the numbers, it saved her family about $4,000. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.